On the Lack County Public Health Officer, Kim Miller is our guest. Hello, Kim.
Good morning, Bob.
Thank you for joining us. We got a couple of different topics we wanted to ask you about. Now, one that you wanted to mention was healthy living with diabetes. I guess there's a program coming up in June, is it?
Yeah, so we have this great program. We've had this for a couple years now. And what it is it's an educational program, basically. It's a six-week program, and it helps to improve the health and well-being of people with diabetes. So the workshop is best for any adult who has diabetes, type 1, type 2 diabetes, or pre-diabetes, or who lives with somebody who has this. So somebody who's maybe a caregiver of somebody with type 1, type 2, or pre-diabetes. So the program is great. It is a six-week course that runs on Wednesdays starting June 10th going through July 15th. It's Wednesdays at 9:30 in the morning till 11 o'clock, and it is located right in St. Agnes Hospital at the Health Resource Center room there here in Fond du Lac. And the cool thing, Bob, is that it's free. It's there's no cost to attend, and just a really great opportunity that if you or your loved one has, you know, different types of diabetes, that you can get some better education and understanding how, you know, you can live a long, healthy life with diabetes.
So we're going to see some healthy cooking recipes there too, or what?
Yeah, they talk through all of that, talk about exercise, yep. And so the one thing that we do require is registration because we want to make sure there is enough room that we pick, you know, the right room for all the people that would be interested. So if you call now, you can get registered for this class that starts on June 10th. You can call the health department at 906-5547. We also have that information on our Facebook page in case you missed that number.
So who's doing the actual teaching? Is it somebody from the health department or someone from SSM or both?
Yeah, it is both. We have our health educator, Rain Bleeker, who will be, you know, part of this class. It is taught by two people that are professionally trained, and so they follow a specific curriculum that is, you know, proven to provide good results for individuals. So great program, and the cool part is that it is free of cost.
Okay. Kim, could you mention that phone number again if people are interested in registering?
Yes, 906-5547. And again, if you or a loved one has type 1, type 2, or prediabetes, great opportunity for you.
All right. This week is National Infant Immunization Week. What should we know about that? How important are vaccines?
They are so important. So, yes, like you mentioned, they provide an entire week, National Infant Immunization Week. This year runs from April 20th through April 27th. And really, what it does is it provides an opportunity to highlight the importance of protecting children 2 years and younger from vaccine-preventable diseases. So, the scope, then, would be routine vaccines protect infants from 14 serious diseases, including measles, like we've talked about many times, whooping cough, also known as pertussis, polio, and hepatitis, before they reach the age of two. So that would be the key. And Bob, as you know, COVID, when we've been, you know, dealing with the COVID pandemic, you know, several years ago, there's still kids that, you know, are not caught up on their routine vaccines. So a lot of organizations, health organizations, use this week as like an opportunity to catch kids up and getting them up to date on all of those serious diseases that we're trying to prevent them against.
Okay, and unfortunately, one of the consequences of some of those diseases is death, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I mean, we've dealt with recent outbreaks of, you know, measles, mumps, you know, at that community and that national level. And so, you know, the more people that we can protect against it, the less chance those diseases have from popping onto, you know, child to child. And, you know, one child is going to react and be affected differently than the next child. More vulnerable children, you know, are going to be more negatively affected. They're going to likely end up in the hospital, and there is always that potential for death. That's our goal, is to prevent that hospitalization and death in children.
All right. Kim, the last thing we wanted to talk about was something that you had expressed a desire to talk about, and that is tick prevention.
Yeah, you know, I think it's always a good opportunity. You know, as we head into the warmer weather here in Wisconsin, it's really important to start thinking about ticks. Tick season really ramps up in late spring and continues all the way through fall. But really, ticks can be active anytime temperatures are above freezing. A personal example, about 2 weeks ago, you know, last week it was pretty cold. The week before it was, you know, a little bit warmer. Took my dog out for a walk. So walked in country roads, not a whole lot of like tall grass, but, you know, it was country roads. And then as we walked back to our house, we walked through woods, let my dog off of his leash, you know, walked in the woods a little bit. As we got back to the house, I noticed something crawling on him. I looked, sure enough, it was a tick. And I looked a little bit more over his entire body, found 7 ticks. And so just a really great opportunity to remember, yes, you got to check yourself. Very important. Check yourself, check your kids. But don't forget about those pets, because a lot of times if adults aren't out in the woods, but you let your dog out to go, you know, potty or whatnot, you bring them back in the house, they're bringing those ticks right back in. And the ticks want a warm body that's not protected against ticks like dogs might be. So then they jump onto you and they bite you. So just a great, great awareness. You know, we can continue to talk about this all spring and summer, but ticks are there. You know, they're found in wooded areas, tall grass, brush, leaf litter. You know, we have a lot of that out there right now.
What does they say? If a tick bites you, you would recognize that because it kind of looks like a bullseye?
Well, and that's if the tick has bitten you a while ago, probably 2-3 weeks ago, you'll get that bullseye rash. It's and what I would do if you have no idea what we're talking about, that would be related to Lyme disease. So ticks carry many different diseases, including Lyme disease, and that would probably be the more common one we hear about. If a tick bit you, several weeks later, you will start feeling sick, maybe a fever, starting to feel tired over the last few weeks, and you might get a bullseye-looking rash on your body. The tick might not be there anymore, but that is a good indicator that you were bit by a tick, and now, you know, you are developing, you know, potentially Lyme disease. So that would be when you would want to call your provider and, you know, take a picture of it, go into your provider, and they can kind of talk you through what those next steps would be. Let's say you do find one on you, Bob. You want to remove it right away with a fine-tip tweezers. You want to pull it straight out. Don't twist it. Don't do any of those home remedies like matches or the, you know, petroleum jelly. You just want to pull it out. And if you don't have a little tick kit, we do have tick kits available here at the health department free of cost. The only problem is you need to come up and grab one yourself.
Okay. Kim, thank you very much for joining us and filling us in on a couple different topics.
Thank you, Bob.
That is Kim Miller, who is the public health officer for Fond du Lac County.